Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Glad you clicked through. Well, earlier today, I sat down with Joe Murphy. He's the Vice President of Government Affairs for the Greater Des Moines Partnership. That's a group that's made up of 24 area chambers of commerce here in central Iowa. And I wanted to talk to him about their legislative wish list for 2019. Now, from what we've seen, often this wish list becomes not just something for central Iowa, but something for the entire state. I asked him if he agreed with that assessment.
Yeah, we're really trying to focus in this year on not only strategic priorities for the region, but what the impact will be statewide, trying to organize and really curate our policy priorities in a way that advances jobs and opportunities for Iowans.
So let's get into it. What are those legislative priorities the partnership would like to see move forward?
In no specific order, we're supporting the Des Moines area's plans for water trails. We view that as an economic development opportunity and a workforce development opportunity, bringing in people, young people specifically, into the region to give them an opportunity to not only live and work in a great area, but also to give something, have them be able to do something and recreate. So that's really important for us. Really important, again, for economic development is funding infrastructure projects at the Des Moines International Airport. There's a great statistic just out today that the Des Moines International Airport exceeded 2.7 million passengers over last year. That's over a 7% increase. So that just demonstrates the fact that the Des Moines International Airport has become Iowa's airport. And so we really need to emphasize that to our legislators. It's a federal, state, and local issue. And we really need to make sure that all hands are on deck for that process. We're going to be a region of a million people in about 15 years. And so we need to do the groundwork now on that specific project.
One of the other initiatives that's been identified truly is a statewide effort. It's called Funding for Future Ready Iowa, something the governor also called out during her address to the legislature.
Future Ready Iowa, obviously hugely important from a workforce standpoint. Funding that plan, funding that initiative that was put into place last year with the Future Ready Iowa Act, that was a good foundation. And now this year, we're hopeful that the that the legislature will act on that and put in some important dollars to fund that program.
Getting close to wrapping up the Greater Des Moines Partnership Iowa legislative goals, we also talked about ground transportation in and around the metro.
Right, and so we really think that transit, public transportation in particular, DART, they do a great job, very efficient organization, but we understand that it's been a few years since we've looked at their revenue stream, and so figuring out what might make sense for them, diversify their revenue stream, making sure that they're able to have the resources necessary, again, as more and more people look at alternative means for transportation, funding DART and giving DART the opportunity to have more robust funding opportunities is something that we're looking at.
The fifth objective was one that we found interesting and something that will impact not only central Iowa, but the entire state, and that's increased funding for affordable housing.
We know in this region, as more and more people come into the region, that affordable housing and workforce housing continues to be an issue. We're supporting expanding the workforce development, workforce housing tax credit at the state level, going from $20 million to $30 million. We think that that's a good first step in the process, but we understand that this is an issue that continues to reverberate, not only just in Des Moines and the Des Moines area, but throughout the state, particularly in the rural parts of the state. So if we can continue to be a leader, partner with our rural communities on advancing some issues on affordable housing, that's a good thing, we think.
I mentioned to Joe that we had just covered a press conference with former governor and USDA's Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, that focused on forcing a discussion on infrastructure projects going into the 2020 presidential election. This is what he had to say about that.
Yeah, we totally agree with that sentiment. I mean, and when you think about what the opportunities will be for Congress this coming new congressional assembly, we think that infrastructure might be one of those shining moments of bipartisanship. So working now with Congresswoman Axne, Senator Ernst and Grassley, certainly, and the other congresspeople in our state to figure out what those projects are. And certainly the Des Moines Airport is at the top of the list. The transload facility, which we didn't discuss, is certainly at the top of that list as well for more opportunities for invest in infrastructure.
Our thanks to Joe Murphy from the Greater Des Moines Partnership, who we can always count on for his insight and comments regarding legislation both here at the state level and also on the federal level. Well, that's a wrap for today. A reminder that starting tomorrow, the Business News Hour will come to you from Mobile, Alabama. We've got a number of interesting guests and topics already lined up for you. For all of us from the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby does sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is created for us by James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For Joe Murphy and our crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.